There you go. The Kingsmen, who made their fame doing Louie Louie, but that is the only song that I know that can that mentions a bunch of vegetables in the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant. Now, I'm playing that because we are going to talk now to, is it Elizabeth? It's not just straight Elizabeth, is it, Elizabeth?
It is. It's actually just straight Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Alfano is the host of Awesome Vegans and Plant-Based Business Hour, and is also has a plant-based consultancy. And I am so hyped up about talking to you about this. I'm really unbelievable. It's just great because I'm into this whole plant-based thing, and McDonald's is allegedly going to come out with something called the McPlant.
Yep.
And what is it? What is it?
Well, so it's just going to be a plant-based burger. So they are going to most likely be partnering with Beyond Meat for this. Mm-hmm. Beyond Meat helped them in Canada come up with some testing of same. They're not going to brand it Beyond Meat because McDonald's is McDonald's after all, so they're branding it McPlant. But it is going to be most likely made out of mung bean and other plants, just like Beyond Meat is, and then Impossible Foods also has the Impossible Burger, and so many other burgers, plant-based burgers, getting into the marketplace. So it's just going to be made out of plants and tastes super great.
I'm all in favor of that, although trying to market it as McPlant strikes me as it could be a little off-putting to somebody who wants to give a plant-based burger a bite, he said. And, you know, the other one was Beyond Burger or Beyond Meat or whatever they called that. And that had the term, you know, that references beef in it. But this is McPlant.
That's McDonald's choice there because I think they just want to stick with their own branding. And I see what you're saying, probably because you're saying people are going to be turned off by the word plant. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm – meat eaters. Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, I don't know about this because let me tell you, this burger, it's not for vegans. I mean, I love those people. I'm so happy they're there and, you know, they've been like holding down the fort for years now. But they're still 3% of the market. And it's not for vegetarians. They're still a small percent, either 6 or 11%, depending on how you do the numbers. Mm-hmm. The real growth here, the people who want this product, it's the meat eaters. They are called flexitarians or the veg curious. Those are the people who are saying, yeah, okay, I finally get it. My doctor told me enough times, fine, I'm cutting down the meat. They're not going vegan every day, but they're definitely cutting down the meat. That's the growing market here, and they make up a solid 20% of the marketplace. So you start putting these numbers together, and you get a third of the people on the planet are either reducing their meat or they have cut it out altogether. That's a super big market. So I would argue that this product is not for the plant lovers. This is for the meat lovers.
Well, that was my whole point. This is for the meat lovers, and if I wouldn't call it a plant if I'm trying to sell it to a meat lover. I mean,
McDonald's, get with the program.
You know, you've already got your market already set of people who have gone down this road a bit. White Castle had one. Chipotle had burritos and Burger King, KFC. All introduced plant-based meat. Now, when you're making a plant-based KFC chicken wing, and you're making a plant-based McPlant, what's the difference? Obviously, one's supposed to taste like chicken, which is such a cliche. What does it taste like? I don't know. It tastes like chicken. How is the mixture or whatever arrived at?
Yes. So much of, and your meat followers, you know, your meat eaters are going to know this, so much of what makes meat taste like meat is the seasonings. So it's all going to be, you know, in the recipe of seasonings. Right. And that's what's going to make one thing taste like something and something else tastes like something else. It's going to be that mixture of what they have in there. But the great thing is that you're not getting the saturated fat. You're not getting the cholesterol. I take that back. You're going to have some saturated fat because there's coconut oil in there, but right. you're not getting the cholesterol. So, you know, these are great things for people who are thinking like, okay, I get it. It's not a carrot. I can look at it. I see it. It's not a head of lettuce. I know what's going on here, but it is definitely a step in the right direction.
We're going to do more with Elizabeth coming back in just a couple of minutes here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. John Landecker with Elizabeth Alfano, host of Awesome Vegans and Plant-Based Business Hour, and also has a plant-based consultancy. Where can I hear or see or both the Plant-Based Business Hour? Where is that?
Yeah. The Plant-Based Business Hour is wherever you would get your podcast. So I do
gotcha.
Google Play and everywhere there. And then I also do it on Facebook Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock
okay.
Pacific time. So 3 o'clock Central time, yeah. 4 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah, that has really taken off. I don't think I saw that coming when I started it. I was pretty much the only one talking about plant-based business. And
right.
the demand for that has been through the roof.
Oh, yeah. We have a caller coming in. Valerie, hello. You're on the air.
Good evening. How's everyone going?
Good.
Hi, Valerie.
I have a bone to pick with the McPlant.
Not a bone. There's no bone in it.
I know there isn't, sir. But unfortunately for me, I can't have it because it's got coconut.
Right. Yeah, we mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah. Two blood types are not allowed to have coconut.
Oh, I get that. Yep.
So there's a third of the population, 25 to 30% of the population that won't be able to have it.
Well, there are plenty of other options, right? I mean,
100%. Not having the McPlant's the option for me.
Well, that's okay. I don't respond to that. So I mean, it's like okay, go to some other restaurant. I mean, Burger King has one. There's a lot of them. I don't know if they all have coconut or not.
You just have to sort of be that label reader, which is so great
right.
that you're paying attention to the ingredients. And luckily, you know, the McPlant isn't even out yet, so you're not ostracized yet. And we really don't know what's in it yet. We're not sure yet because it hasn't come to market. And they're going to just test it in small markets. They're going to do what Impossible Foods did with Burger King. You know, they're going to test it in Alabama and Tennessee and the markets that are really die-hard meat eaters. And if it can do well there, like Burger King did with the Impossible Whopper, then they're going to bring it to places like Chicago, New York, San Diego, et cetera. So we're a ways away from the McPlant, and I'm not actually sure what's in it yet. But there is a good bet. She's totally right, Valerie.
Yeah.
There's a good bet that there's going to be coconut oil because that mimics some of the fat content of meat.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but we'll just have to see. But there are many burgers on the market. I mean, it's kind of a pity the media only talks about Beyond Meat and Impossible
right.
Foods, Impossible Whoppers, but there are many, many versions. There's a burger called Uncut. Nestle has a burger called the Awesome Burger. There's the Incognito Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Morningstar's coming out with a burger. Smithfield has Pure Farmland. I mean, there's just so many burgers coming out on the market. So one of them's going to work for you, Valerie.
Thanks for calling, Valerie, and stay safe. You know, I believe that the plant-based movement, or however you want to call it, the interest in it, is also stimulated by the rising cost of beef. That the cost of beef is going so high that it is passed on to the customer at, you know, restaurants, that this is an alternative that doesn't cost as much. Does that play into it at all?
Well, yes, and I want to riff off what you're saying because you bring up such a great point. Part of what is driving these expenses is we are about 7.6 billion people on the planet right now. According to the UN, we're going to 9.8 billion people on the planet but we're not getting more land and we're not getting more water.
And
meat is incredibly land and water intensive, not to mention time intensive.
Right, right.
So, you know, as these resources dwindle, when we have more and more people, and if you, you know, follow climate change, then we're supposed to even have less land to work with. So to give it to animals, it's just a very inefficient equation. Meat is a very inefficient business equation. Just if I can rip off that a little bit, imagine you grow corn, wheat, soy, and we can have a monocrop discussion on another time if you want, then there's that. But let's just say we're going to go with what we grow, which currently right now is wheat, soy, corn. Okay, those things have fiber. Those things have protein. Do we feed those things to people? No, we feed them to animals, and then we give the animals time and water and land. Up, got to feed them. We got to cut down trees that pull carbon from the air to grow more grains. Do we give those grains to people? No, we're still giving them to animals. I mean, it's just an inefficient model. So, you know, that's why people say this a lot. Meat is really expensive, and, you know, and that's with subsidies. So now we're talking your tax dollars, where your tax dollars going. Not to mention that it's very unhealthy for you. We all know how expensive that is. So, yes, cost is one of the things that is driving people, as well as the care about environment and their own health. That's one of the drivers.
Well, are you... Maybe you've seen this Netflix documentary called Game Changers. Have you seen that?
Not only have I seen it, I was there screening it at Sundance before it came out, and I've interviewed everybody on the red carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. I was at the premiere in L.A.
This is the best. If anybody has any doubt about what we're talking about, go to Netflix and watch this documentary called Game Changers. It's produced by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan.
And
James Cameron. You ever heard of them? Yeah. So there's this guy, the strongest man in the world, right?
Oh, Patrick Baboumian.
Yes. Yeah. And he had to carry 1,224 pounds, 33 feet. And he only eats plant. He has a 100% plant-based diet. And people said to him, how do you stay so strong as an ox not eating any meat? And his response was, well, have you ever seen an ox eat meat?
I love it. I love it. Yes, I love Patrick. He's so wonderful. I've interviewed him a bunch. He's just an all-around wonderful person. So this movie, The Game Changers, is all about plant-based athletes.
And it
is awesome. So you think like, oh, well, if you're only eating plants, you don't have strength. Let me just send people a little bit of nutritional information here. First of all, meat has no fiber. So you think you've got this long intestinal tract, and I didn't know this either. You think it has fiber, you look at it, you say, well, it looks kind of fibrous, doesn't it? I don't know. But then you learn, okay, meat has no fiber. So you're eating this thing that's dead that then sits in your intestines for 2 to 3 days because you've got that long intestine. So you're an athlete. You want the best performance. You're not here to play politics or say, but my mother made it for me when I was young. You don't care about any of this stuff. You just want results. So you don't want something sitting in your stomach that is just going to be there weighing you down. So first of all, meat has no fiber, and then meat also causes inflammation. And if you're an athlete, it's all about working out really hard and then letting your body recover. You want to recover as fast as you can so you can get back to that workout and training. So a plant-based diet lets you do that because it's anti-inflammatory, and meat is highly inflammatory. So that's why they do it. It's just straight science and results.
I'm going to get back to athletes in just a second, but there was another section that I'll of this documentary that I'll try to keep within the bounds of decorum, but it's there. They got three young guys. So
blood flow.
You know, when guys sleep at night, there's this blood flow that occurs, and it's a natural thing, and everybody does it. At least males do it. So they got these three young guys, and they, on the first day, they give them burritos with meat protein, and also they're given a device that they wear overnight that will register whatever happens. Then the next night, they give these guys the same thing. Not the same thing. They give them a plant-based burrito. And then the next day, they come in and compare, and compare. And am I wrong in saying that the second night was like a 500% increase?
Yes. Yes, and I love, and these are young guys, you know, these are like, and they're athletes already, so they're like the healthiest of the healthy, right? So they're all joking, like, you know, okay, on my next date, I'm taking her out for, you know, bean burritos.
Exactly.
So, yes. It's just wonderful. So, yes, of course, this is what we're talking about. Meat causes inflammation. Inflammation constricts, and so there's less blood flow. So there's, like, the fun, like, rolling around part of it that's fun. But also think about this for the older people. You know, if things aren't flowing like you'd like in one area, it's just a precursor to a heart attack, though. It's just, it's your body telling you, like, hey, that's not the only place where blood flows. There's also the heart. You know, so it's great information. It's great information. And I just want to share one more nutritional bit. People are always saying, like, well, where the heck do you get your protein then? Please, people, please, please just remember this one fact. All protein is in plants and microbes. Animals do not make protein. Animals get their protein from plants. And then what they do is they concentrate that protein and they poop out the fiber. So you're getting protein, but you're not, you're getting the fat and the protein, but you're not getting that fiber. So you don't want to do that. You want the plants where you can get the protein and the fiber.
Right. Cows eat plants. We eat cows. It makes no sense. One other story, you know, to try to put this into an analogy or an example that may have some people go, wow, maybe I will try it. It's the Tennessee Titans. NFL team that has been doing rather well this season. Now, when was this documentary made, the Game Changers? What year did that come out?
Yeah, so the Game Changers was, they've been working on it for a long time. So it was made like 2016, 2017.
Okay.
And they went back and did a re-edit because they brought in the Tennessee Titans, I want to say, like in 2018.
So
or 2019 release.
So 14 players from the Tennessee Titans went on a plant-based diet. And the Tennessee Titans had the best season they've had in 14 years and won a playoff game. And they're still doing, even in this crazy NFL COVID season, they are one of the main players. And I'm pretty sure that this plant-based diet is still part of their regime, although nobody ever talks about it. But I'm pretty sure it's going on.
You bring up a bunch of great points. So first of all, there's Tom Brady. He's plant-based in the season because he wants to have the best performance he can have in his 40s. Gronkowski, he's plant-based in the season. I mean, I could just go on. Chris Paul, he's, you know, Chris Paul, the nine-time All-Star, NBA All-Star player. So he's, because he's in his 30s and he has to compete with kids in his 20s. So, you know, he's doing it as well. Yeah.
Well, listen,
it's just, there's so many players.
I'm sorry that we're running out of time, but we're going to have to have you. We're going to have this conversation again sometime soon. Thanks for being with us. And we'll be checking out Elizabeth Alfano's host. She's got the awesome vegan and plant-based business hour, and she is a plant-based food consultant. And believe me, it is really a cool thing. I'm John Landecker, and the news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.